Today's learning should be an initial time lose which Shai Moshe and Neil Rifka best Moshe Israel. It's from an Akhmer Moshe be Schuss for Shlaim of Chaim Moshe and Malka, and in Brach Basar Malka, Matriyitz of Benfega Dina, and should be a Schuss for all those in and around Eretz Israel. We're holding a middle of Simon Reish Yud. We just started Simon Reish Yud. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are up to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Beis in the Mishnah Brura. So, just to refresh our memory, the Mechaber said, Pachas Merviyas, if you drank less than Merviyas, Bein Miyayim, Bein Mishar Mashkin, then you make a Bracha Rishayna, you do not make a Bracha Achrayna. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Mashir Merviyas, Ukazayas, what is the share? Ayin Lakamim, B'Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, see later in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Katan Samaches, Mishnah Berurah, Be'er Lachasham, Ulakamim, B'Simen Tov Pei Vav, Mishnah Berurah, we'll see over there, and in the Be'er Lachas. So we will get more and Yetz Hashem into the share, just to give a general idea. A revius seems to be the shita somewhere between a kebeya, an egg and a half, with the peel. Okay, so we'll get more into the exact measurements, how that translates into, just to get a general idea. So if you took a cup of water that was full to the top inside a larger bowl, and you dropped in a egg and a half with the peel, at the amount of water that would overflow into the bowl under it, that would be a revius. A kezias is a big machlokes, somewhere between a third of a beya and a half a beya, somewhere in that area is the share of a kezias. So if you want to eat a taste of something and you eat more than a half of a kebeya, you would have to make a bracha achrayna. If you ate significantly less than a third, right? Because once you get close to a third, you start running into shilas that, according to some shitas, that is a kezias, you would have to make a bracha achrayna. So if you wanted to not be in a suffix, you have to either eat significantly less than a third of an egg or more than a half. In between those two numbers, that's where the suffix is, because there's a machlokes what the exact share is. So you either got to be below the lower shita or above those sheets that it's a half. So it's in that in between stage that it makes a difference. So the Mechaber said, Mevarech Tila, we make a bracha rishayna, v'afil al kol shehu, even if you ate just one bite. Be'im midvar oichel, be'im mimashke, the asa lahanis mayin al mazeh, b'lay bracha, you're not allowed to know from this world without a bracha. Rishayna, that is. Well, achrav, however, when it comes to the bracha achrayna, the bepas, aleksev, v'chalta, v'savata, Uveirachta, you should eat and you should be satisfied and you should bench. Remember, we had a shaila, what does the vechalta v'zavata mean? Some say that it means eating enough to be seveya, which is what makes the deraisa. Some say no, the vechalta is the ikar. Ve'ein achila b'chala toira chusa mikizayis. We never have that eating is less than a kezias. Under kezias, it doesn't classify as eating. So it's nothing to do with the bracha rishayna, because that the measure is lehanais, to have anah. It doesn't make a difference how much you ate. However, when the Torah is talking about the bracha achrayna, at a minimum, it says, v'achalta, u'b'shrav da'aron shetiknu chazal bracha achrayna ken zeh tiknu. Even under the Rabbanans, that there's a bracha achrayna, right? The deraisa is by bread. But even under the Rabbanans, they follow the end of the deraisa, which is, at a minimum, a kezayis. So mashkenami, when it comes to liquid, midashkva amalin yishtiyas mashken asur and dechiyuv ibiravias, when it comes to any iser, let's say a fast, you're not allowed to drink, what's the share? The share is a revias. Hachanami, so too, kishetiknu bracha achrayna, when the chacham came along and said, hey, we're going to make a bracha achrayna on mashka, they were only, kishiyazer tiknu, they only were masakinin in this share of at least a revias. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber, and here's where it gets a little bit, you know, we run into some sveikas that we got to be careful of. The yesh mistapka, now those have a suffix loima, shal dover shehu kivir yasai, meaning it's a full barrier, okay? And what Mechaber explains, what does that mean? Garga shalenov, a grape, right? A full grape. Or a seed of a riman, right? That is the way it grows. That is an entire bria. So those who have a suffix, that you have to make a bracha achrayna, even if there's not a kezayis. Now you got a big problem. Don't eat less than kezayis. So if you're going to have it, there's a bowl of grapes on the table, and I take one grape, that's less than, which generally a grape is less than a kazayas, right? We just said a kazayas is somewhere between a third and a half of an egg. So one grape is generally less than a kazayas. So if I eat that one grape, I eat an entire grape, it becomes problematic. Do I have to make a bracha achronin? Do I not make a bracha? I'm putting myself into a suffix whether or not I have to make a bracha. Now, interesting, if I eat two grapes, assuming the two grapes are still less than a kazayas, I actually put myself into two sveikas, right? Because each one is a suffix if it needs a bracha achronin or not. So if you're going to eat grapes, either eat a half a grape, and then you don't have a chiv of bracha achronin, or at least less than a whole grape, or at least eat three or four grapes, whatever would be a kazayas, so that you can make a bracha achronin. Says the Rama, that this problem of a bria, meaning that it's a full creation, that's only if I ate the whole thing. If I took out the seed, then it's no longer considered a bria. The bria is that it has to be in its entirety. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Gargar shel ein avuha din yagda is a blueberry achas, or a kitnis achas, or one bean, right? So you have a bowl of edamame, right? And I eat one edamame, it's not a kazayas. However, I just put myself into a suffix that maybe I ate a bria. Since I ate a full bria, then I would have a bracha achrayna, so it's problematic. Shemivarech la'acharav, that those who hold that you do, that have a suffix, maybe you do have to make a bracha achrayna, because it's chashiv, because it's an entire thing. However, if you mashed it up, that's not a bria. So if you want to eat that one edamame or that one grape, chop it up, and then you're okay. Imagaren has to be complete. If you did eat something that has a seed that normally you wouldn't eat the seed, but you did swallow the whole thing, that would be considered a full bria. Abul im lakach, however, you took it out of kolshkin, im nechtach ma'at ma'prigufa, of a piece of the pre or whatever it is got cut off. So you cut off a little piece of that grape. Or vim nafal mimanik sasay, they bishuk ma'ashur gilas hula sparpe, that sometimes when you cook it, a little bit falls off. Gam kiner shenizah and nismat l'mishem beria. So then you don't have this suffix. Agarim v'loyim v'bayim agarim roya gam kin la'ochlan. This that he said without the seed, it's not a bria, is not only talking about if the garin, the seed in it, or the pit was roya l'achila, but v'adeh d'echesrein and nismat l'shel shema bria mea pri. So there, in that case, where the seed is edible, certainly by taking it out, you don't have a full item. Filim hoyim aminish ein roya l'achila isen klal, that the seed's not edible. By removing the seed, there we don't have this issue that you ate a full bria. What happens if you have a seed that inside of it is roi lechila? Sometimes you have fruit like that. You ate what's inside, and you threw out the hard shell. That is a bria. So when does he say that it's not a bria when I have a fruit that inside is a seed, then I took out the seed or the pit? That's not a full bria. But what about the other way around, with the seed, the food is what's inside of it, and you take off the outer shell and you eat the inside, that is considered a full bria. Since you ate what is roi lachil. Okay, let's go back to the Mechaber. V'yesh mistakim oiv bracha achrayin. Another suffix. Shoyayin. Im mevarchin ois al kezayis, whether or not you have to make a bracha achrayin on a kezayis of yayin. So now, we just said that a revius is a greater measure than a kezayis, right? However, the those who have the suffix, that maybe by wine, okay, and we'll see the Mishabur says other mashkin as well, right? So it's a much more chumer dikashir. There's some who hold that it's not a revius. But you know what the shear is? Even by liquid, the shear is a kezayis. Okay? So now we got a huge problem. Okay? So I have, let's follow along the math. I have a kezayis, which is somewhere from a third to a half of an egg, right? And then I have a revius, which is an egg and a half. Okay? So if I drink anything above a third of an egg, right, all the way to an egg and a half worth of liquid, I'm running into a suffix. According to the first sheet, up until an egg and a half, I didn't have to make a bracha achrayna. If you hold that it's a kezayis, now you go with the smallest sheet of a kezayis is a third of an egg. That means if I drank more than a third, I'm running into an issue, because if it's a kezayis, and if liquid actually requires a bracha achrayna by a kezayis, I got a problem, right? Meaning that just like I told you before, when it comes to eating, you should make sure either eat vadai less than a third of an egg, significantly less than a third, or eat more than a half egg, because you have that middle section is where the suffix is. When it comes to mashka, really, according to this last sheet in the Mechaber, we have a double suffix. The suffix is everywhere from a third of an egg all the way up to an egg and a half is suffix area. If I have to make a bracha achrayna or nothing. Therefore, he says, if you want to be careful, you should either drink a tiny drop, less than a third of an egg, or drink more than a revius, which is an egg and a half. Shalyayin, let's say Mishabru, who had didn't share mashka, this is not only wine, it's any mashka, according to the sheet, al-kazayis, the hu shlish revius. It's a third of a revius. The Efshel in Yamashka Gam came a sharing command machilis kazais, because maybe Mashka we also go kazais. Ela pachas, but the Abedim shasa kazais ain't a revius. What happens if you did drink a kazais and you didn't, and you don't have anything more? You can't be mashlimit. Can be who be mashlimit, be mashlimit, as we said, and get yourself out of the suffix. Toiv lizar shalo yishtad rev revius. You shouldn't drink a rev revius. Koshkala yishtad kashia kabeya, not like a beya, shu shnei chelke revius. So at a minimum, at least don't drink two-thirds of a revius. The Asherim and Ashurim Eli Yeshel Baruch Baruch Afarayu V'ayelel Simuk of Tzadik Sif Kat Niyudala Mashik Sav Nisham. So, as I said, if you want to really get out of all Svekis, either be less than a third of an egg, or which is less than even a third of a revius, right? Or let's go with the share of a half. So let's say either drink less than a third of a revius or more than a revius. However, he says up until two-thirds of a revius, you can get away without making a bracha achrayna, is what the Mishabura is sort of machria. However, once you hit more than two-thirds of revius, meaning an egg size of revius, up until an egg and a half, which is a full revius, you are running into a problem that you will not be able to make a bracha achrayna misafik, but it could very well be that you did have a chiyuv of you did have a chiyuv of making the bracha achrayna. He says over here, just interesting, a few notes, okay, because he's on a geya, okay, when it comes to the havdalah, shtiyas kaysad havdalah, sh'av shein chiyav lishtais me'ayayin kashir revius, you don't have to necessarily drink revius, v'day b'shtiyas shir maloy lugmav, we had this, we're going to have this a little bit later on. When it comes to that, the chiyuv is to drink at least a malay lugmav. Malay lugmav is less than revius. We call makam the haggish a mavdul shaisa eskala kais. You should drink the whole kais. When there is a time, kadeshi yachal avarach bracha achrayna. You can make a bracha achrayna. You only drink a malay lugmav if you got a problem. Kiyish terak malay lugmav nitzasak bracha achrayna. Very magic savni sham. In general, oftentimes, I know by myself, we forget to make the bracha achrayna after Avdallah, you're standing by the counter making Avdallah. You didn't yet call me to get one of our beautiful Al-Milchia signs, and it's not there on the table. But if you would remember to do that, you can avoid a problem, and you can make the Merachah Chayinus. You shouldn't go with the Shita of only needing a Malay Lugmav, what's it called now? Just to read over here, because the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that Ayin Lael Simon Kuf Tzadik, so just to what was over there, Shemaskanis Kol Achrayinim, all the Achrayinim of each, Akol Shashasar Viyah Shlema, Bein B'yayim, Bein B'shamashka, Ein Yishal Avarach Baruch Achrayinim. If you didn't drink a full Revius, you cannot make a Baruch Achrayinim. Shalei Kentat Shekasav, Eka Lach Hashem Shasak, Amalei Lugma Chayav Avarach Baruch Achrayinim, L'dayte rak l'chatchila yishter revius, k'day lotzis chol odayis. L'maisa, we came out over there. If you, in order, and like I said, anywhere from, call it a half an egg, up until an egg and a half, you're putting yourself into a problem of a bracha achrayna, and you should make sure to drink at least an egg and a half. An average becher will have revius and a half, a full revius, and an egg and a half, and it shouldn't be a problem. He also writes over there, shaf b'yayin tsarif, when it comes to whiskey, just to remember, we learned this, shadaitish l'adam esyachevis by pachas revius. How, where usually a person is satisfied, at least maybe back in those days, where people were satisfied with one shot of whiskey, lo yavarach bracha achrayna, you should not make a bracha achrayna, you should lo yichil kachacham b'shiurim. The revius remains the revius, even though oftentimes you could say that the normal amount to drink is a shot glass of whiskey, which is less than a revius, you shouldn't rely on that, and if you only drank that, you should not make a bracha achrayna. Therefore, somebody who's an erlich yid should drink at least a 2 ounce cup, at least that's azay at luzi gezukt. We'll stop over here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.